Talking about the Ole Miss game first, I mean, it was a very similar result as the week before. I was pleased with how we came out and played on defense and held them to 232 yards or so, which is a great effort. But really just shot ourselves in the foot on offense a number of times. I mean, you look at the first half, where we get on the 23, we get on the 31, we get on the 19, and we do something to mess it up. We have a bad exchange, we hold, we drop a pass. And in the end, our inability to convert third down and put points on the board, you know, you can't beat anybody. I thought we came out in the second half with some good energy. We did exactly what we wanted to do, and we stopped them, went three and out. We got the ball, we moved it down into field goal range, and we missed the kick. And that probably deflated us a little bit. And then, of course, the third and one, fourth and one, where we didn't convert, I think, after that, it was just an uphill grind. But of all the things, I felt like we had very poor discipline as a football team. And discipline's one of our core values of our program. But when you have 13 penalties, we had a number of mental errors. We had poor fundamentals. We just didn't play a very disciplined football game. And it's unfortunate because had we would have had a chance to win. So we got to get better. You know, we got to do a better job of coaching the fundamentals and getting the message across to our players on why it's important to do things a certain way. And then the players got to continue to improve to do it and to go out and trust what we do in practice and do it in the game. You know, there's a number of things out there that we saw that we hadn't seen before. And it comes down to trust and just keep building and getting better. And we'll do it. So y'all go ahead and fire away.
Last week you said you'll never sit up here and say, you know, one side of the ball played well and the other side didn't. But is it hard to say how bad your offense is playing right now?
We're not playing well on offense. I mean, it's, you know, we hadn't scored in two games. So I can't sit here and say, I mean, I'd be sitting here, y'all would be laughing at me if I did. I mean, everybody knows we're playing poorly on offense. And but, you know, we've had the same problems all year, and we just got to keep trying to find different solutions. We really have. And the difference was the first couple of games we were scoring points. We were running the ball a lot better. Well, then when you play some better teams, you know, the running game, you don't get as many big plays out of the running game. We struggled to block these guys a little bit up front. We were overpowered in some areas. And, you know, then it comes down, you better be able to throw it. And it's just something we hadn't been able to do. And we got to figure out a way to do it.
Is the lack of the passing game, is that what's causing the breakdown in the running game? Or are they stacking the box more and more on you? Or?
No, I just think we played some better teams. You know, California is pretty good up front. Ole Miss is, they got four down linemen, you know, that are disruptive. And Fresno's always a physical team. And we ran the ball. We weren't bad running. And we weren't bad running these games. You know, we rushed for, I think we gained about 200 yards. The problem was we lost about 70 sacks and other stuff. So it wasn't that our running game wasn't there. It's just that you can't manage the entire game against good football teams by just running the ball. You got to be able to throw it, and we're not doing that right now.
How important is it going to be for the offense to see some sort of positive result in this game, next game? Or just, you know, just to get,
yeah, I thought it was important last game. You know,
it's obviously building up more and more. You know?
Yeah, and what happens is now all of a sudden, you know, your confidence starts going a little, and that's what we, you know, what we got to do is, look, we stay the course, we trust in the system, and see why it's not working. And this game, more so than the other two, came down to a really poor fundamental technique, assignment, basic stuff. And I think when you start losing a little confidence, that starts slipping. So we need to kind of get back and say, now, wait a minute now. This is a day one play against this front. How are we blocking it? What's our technique? And let's do it and do it with confidence. And I think we're losing a little bit of that right now.
You'll get a little more confidence being back home?
I hope so. You know, we'll take anything we can get to help it, you know, bring the confidence back.
Mosley came in there, changed things up a little. We had to
more often. I can't believe it took y'all that long to ask that question.
I think anyone wanted to ask it.
Yeah. What, buddy?
I didn't want to ask you.
Are you, I mean, what do you think I'm going to do?
Hey, I was going to wait. So the group worked out. I've been here for, my plan worked.
Yeah.
One of Mike Gundy reactions.
No. Yeah. No, Mike did a good job. He gave us a spark. And you know what? He's earned the right to play. And we're going to play Mike. And I'm not here to say Zach's not playing and, you know, we're making a quarterback switch. That's not what I'm saying. But Mike is going to play. He's earned the right. Zach has not played, you know, to keep the right. And, you know, here's the unfortunate thing. And I told Zach this, that it's not all Zach. We got plenty of other starters not playing as well as Zach. Unfortunately, when you don't score in two games, you start with the quarterback. So if we don't do something, then what's everybody going to say? So we need to. I mean, we need to do something. And that's not to say we don't. Zach's not going to play, and that's not going to say that, you know, Mike's going to take the whole game. I don't know. We'll figure that out this week. But I do know Mike's going to play.
First snap?
I don't know. We'll figure that out. He may.
Talk about life.
You know, and I mean, if you're any second team quarterback, you should be saying, why aren't I playing? Shouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a legitimate point.
Talk about lack of confidence on the offense, but the defense seems to be getting better every week. They got to have some confidence on that side of it.
They are. And, you know, we gave up the first touchdown on a mental error. Goes back to discipline. We had a couple of PIs where I felt like we just panicked a little bit, discipline and technique, and but you know, I mean, we shut them down pretty good, you know. But it's a team loss, and that's it. Because the next thing you start saying, well, we're doing pretty good on defense, then here comes New Mexico and they put up six hundos on you, you know. So we got to grind it everywhere. But we're making a lot. I mean, we've made a tremendous amount of progress. And you know what? Since the day I took over this job, that's been our focus on building a program that starts with good defense. And we're making progress in that. Unfortunately, the other side, you know, continues to struggle. And, you know, and that's what we got to build on somehow.
Continue to win in the turnover margin.
And that's the key. And again, we had a chance to win. As bad as we played, here we are, 10-0 in the second half because of turnovers. So if we can ever just get a little production and then keep the turnover deal going, we're going to be in great shape. It's so far, we've had one game where we didn't win the turnover battle, and that's the one game we didn't have a chance to win. You know, the score, I mean, it was 24-0, but, you know, we got the ball. It's 10-3. It's 10-0. Then it's 17, and we're driving. You know, we got a chance. So.
Any more questions for Coach Dooley?
I've got one quick one. Antonio Baker leads you in tackles. Based on the position, is that a position? Is it because he's up in the gap? Is he making tackles up front, or people get into the secondary? I mean,
right.
How do you feel?
It depends on the scheme, but in some defenses, that's not a good thing when your safety's making all these tackles. In our defense, our safeties are very active in the run game, and we spill the ball to the safeties a lot. So he's naturally going to have a lot of tackles if he's doing his job. But our front's been playing really well. Josh Mews, the last two games, played better than he's ever played. DeAnthony continues to do a good job in the middle. Our ends played a little better than they have. So I think we're getting, you know, one thing that we're doing is we're playing pretty good scheme discipline. And we're tackling. You know, in the one long run, we missed a tackle. So those things are encouraging. You know, they are. You know, it's that same old deal. When you're really bad on defense but you can score points, it's like it doesn't look as bad. I don't know why. Especially at this place, because y'all are used to seeing yards and points and on both sides, you know. So we talk about a culture change. We're going through one right now. I know that, for the fans too. And it's frustrating. But look, it isn't my philosophy to not score in 8 quarters. I mean, right?
It works the other way too, doesn't it? I mean, if your offense isn't scoring, your defense is holding the other team down and holding their score low, your offense looks even worse, maybe.
Well, I don't know. I mean, instead of losing 17-6, you lose 48-6 or 55-6, which is, you know, that's happened quite a bit. I mean, but look, we'll never win until we score points. I mean, we all agree on that. And we'll never win until we play good defense. All right? We just got to do it all together.
A big fan of homecoming atmospheres? You worry about distractions with players or anything like that?
I don't know. Are the players even involved nowadays? I mean, they have a homecoming dance? I don't know. I mean, y'all are going to have to help me on that one, huh?
Not on the court in a minute.
I don't even know if they know what homecoming is anymore. You know, that. I better find out, though. There may be some tradition I don't know about Friday night homecoming dance.
Any more questions for Coach Dooley?